Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This podcast is part of the You Haven't Heard This Productions and Publications Network. For more great shows and blogs and vlogs, please visit www.yhhtmpc.com.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh yeah, you haven't heard this music podcast. A show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Hello and welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, Season 5, Episode 11, Side B, back again with the Side B. It's been a while. We've had a bit of a break, been doing lots of other stuff and life's got in the way, but we're back. We've got plenty of artists, lots of artists to listen to. It's going to be a good episode, I think. Side B, the B-side, is all about the artist. It's all about the independent artist and about the submissions that we get and playing the best music that is sent to us. That is what this side of the podcast is about. If you want to go check out Season 5, Episode 11, Side A, that's more of an entertaining show with different sections. It's a magazine-style show with different entertaining sections, quite funny. And, it just breaks it up a bit, makes it a bit different. And, yeah, that's us in a nutshell. We're all about the music. With me on the B-side, each episode, I have a guest host. He's my co-host, should I say. My co-host, Mike O'Sullivan. Michael, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you? Can you believe it's episode 11 already? The year is just flying by.
It should be episode probably 12 or 13. We've just had a big break between the episodes, but it is flying. Also joining us, we have Ema, but she's struggling to connect. She's connected at the moment, but I can't hear her. We're going to leave her to try and sort out her sound and connection. Hopefully she'll join us in a minute. Mike, what's new? What's been happening artist-wise? Your music distribution company and all that good stuff. Anything new?
Yeah, it's been pretty exciting. There's been a lot of new artists and new releases, and a lot of releases lined up for over the summer. And I've actually been for the first time invited to a music release. I'll be heading down to Cork on July 27th, I think it is, for official release of a new song that we're going to be distributing for an artist down there. And that's a little bit of a weekend arts festival and party lined up with that. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be at the towards the end of July. So that's kind of a new element to it that's creeping its way in, getting invited to things like that, which is fun.
Awesome. Sounds like you've got lots going on. I don't know how you find time with all the different...
I don't know either.
Saying that, I'm doing the same myself. We've got... For the listeners, if you go over to www.yhhtmpc.com, you'll find everything we do over there. And you'll find Mike over there as well with his distribution. You can stream on Distro. It's... do you want to say a little bit?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you. It's a bit different. It's because what we try to do is we don't just do distribution. A big part of it is supporting artists on shows like this and getting their songs on the radios where we can and the podcasts and are active on Twitter and all the social media promoting their pre-saves and their music. So our objective isn't just to distribute their music. We try to help them grow and help them find a bit of an audience. And so we kind of focus, like yourself, we focus on new and emerging artists and try to help them get going. So it's exciting because we're always meeting. And, you know, what I really like about it is the personal relationships we're building with some of these artists. Like I said earlier, getting invited down to a launch of a new song and stuff like that. It's those kind of relationships that we're building with artists on first name basis and things like that. So that's a part I really love about it.
I wish we could get some more stuff like that, to be honest. We work with so many artists, but I don't know, we've done a festival this year, so I suppose that's one thing. So, music, Mike Music. Yeah, like I said, this is all about the independent artists. We've got 10 songs lined up. Whether we get through all of them, I don't know. But, let's make a start while Ema still tries to connect. I'm going to start with my first artist, who is Morning Midnight, with their song Paradise.
Hey, I'm Jordan, and I'm a singer-songwriter from Liverpool.
Hey, I'm Jess, and I'm a producer and keys player from Lancaster, and together we are Morning Midnight. We're a bedroom pop act that's been based in Glasgow for the past couple of years. We spend most of our time either listening to super sad indie music like John Martin and Frightened Rabbit, or big pop stuff like Taylor Swift and Charlie XCX.
Our song Paradise is about living within the space between realising you need a relationship to end and the moment it actually does. Dealing with the weight that comes with that and looking back once it's finally over. We're super excited to share it with you guys and we hope you like it. If you want to know more about us, our handle on all socials is @MornMid. So if you like what you hear, give us a follow and come say hi.
If something had changed, I couldn't tell from your eyes. Remember the days we could have taken our time. Don't ever ask me why we never found our paradise. It took some time to understand why my feet always hurt me when I went. Gotta admit, we had a hell of a run. Couldn't complain when it was good, we had fun. Said something you hate, now I can tell if I'm wrong. Wouldn't you say you wouldn't know till it's gone? Don't ever ask me why we never found our paradise. It took some time to understand why my feet always hurt.
Thank you.
So that was Morning Midnight with Paradise. Really lovely song there. If you want to check these guys out, Morning Midnight, I'll leave links to these guys in the show notes. We're going to play Ailsa next. You've got Ailsa again. She's been on the podcast loads. She's been on the podcast nearly as many times as Ema. Great artist. She's done a collab.
A collab, yes, with a guy named Aaron Sheehy, who is from a band Minyana here in Ireland, and they do like electric pop kind of music, and they teamed up with this song, which I really really love. It's a great song, and it's done doing really well. The streams of it are really high, so she's I think it's been one of her biggest hits yet. And it's called Burn.
Okay, so we'll play that now. So this is Aaron Sheehy. Is that
Aaron
right?
Sheehy.
Yeah. And Aaron Sheehy with their song Burn.
It's been a long time since I was looking into your eyes. Now I'm a beam of light traveling across the starry skies. 'Cause planet Earth just took a turn.
So that was Ailsa and Aaron Sheehy with Burn. That was a great song. It was very...
It's a great song, isn't it?
80s, very 80s influenced. Yeah. I don't know Aaron Sheehy, but that sounded very Ailsa. It sounded... I don't know what he sounds like, but unless he sounds exactly... His music is exactly like Ailsa's, that sounded like an Ailsa song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. Yeah, but I think that's... That's just kind of... nightclub kind of stuff, and you see some DJs getting their hands on that and doing remixes and stuff with it. It's just one of those songs, I think.
Yeah, really that's good. An absolute bop. I can imagine me with a Bacardi Breezer in one hand, giving it large in the club to that easy. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Great song, great tune, great bop. Yeah, so Alshat and Aaron Sheehy, I'll leave links to that and them in the show notes. Moving on, who have we got next? We've got Ria Rua. Is it Ria Rua?
Ria Rua.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Yep. Rua. Yep, Ria Rua. Yeah.
I've got the song I Don't Care. Well, it's a funny one because you brought her as well.
I know, what a coincidence, right? I submitted a song for her as well, but I think you have one of her new releases, so we'll go with that for sure.
Okie doke, yeah. She contacted me and obviously I listened to music, liked it, sent an email, and yeah, she got back to me. So, yeah, it's... But, yeah, with all the independent artists in the world, it's quite a coincidence that we managed to bring the same one at the same time.
That's still amazing, yeah.
Yeah. So this one is I Don't Care by Ria Rua.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ria Rua, and I'm from Ireland. I have loads of influences, like everybody, I suppose, but I have loads. Too many to name, but I will name a few. Woohoo! So, yeah, I'm influenced by a lot of film music, actually, from Johan Johansson to Hans Zimmer to, oh my God, I love it so much. Bands wise, I am big into Portishead, Nine Inch Nails, Billie Eilish. Yeah, I absolutely love music. It is everything to me. And yeah, I'm really influenced by just like the world around me and society and the way we process the world. I do a lot of that in my lyrics. And yeah, I'm just influenced by life. So the song that you guys are going to hear is I Don't Care. The story behind I Don't Care really is, I don't care anymore. No, it's basically like not listening to people who don't really care about you, and just going with your gut instinct and just rocking it, you know, having confidence in what you know and how you feel. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of people in your life that will tell you one thing, but they might not know the whole story or might not have the whole picture of the way your art wants to go or whatever. And I suppose this is like, yeah, do you know what? I'm not really listening anymore. I'm going with my own gut here, and I don't care. So that's what that's about. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. I'm so free. We'll be right back.
I can feel your hands around my neck, squeezing tightly. My life, I can feel your hands around my neck, squeezing tightly.
Okay.
Eva, here. She just interrupted the song. Bless her.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all mold.
Talk about making an entrance.
Got an entrance.
Good to see you again, or good to talk to you again.
It's nice to hear your voice. It's been a while.
Oh, it's been a hot minute, hasn't it? Lukewarm second.
You've been, well, I won't say busy, but you seem to be having too much fun to be busy.
Yeah, the fun is the busy.
Okay, well, that song's done now, so we'll pretend that this conversation never happened.
My bad.
So that was Ria Rua with I Don't Care. Yeah, that's another great song. There seems to be a lot of 80s influenced music coming out of Ireland at the moment, and as always, there's still no bad music coming out of Ireland. Ireland seems to be dominating the indie scene still. I can't think of any bad music that we've had from Ireland, and there's so much coming out at the moment. Ria, she's brilliant. Really good song.
Yeah, she's very good.
Love this. In fact, she seems like a great personality. If you're listening to this, I assume you will be. We'd love to have you on the A side on the main show. So if that's something you'd like to do, just give me a shout at Richie@yhhtmpc.com, and if you want a guest on the show, that'd be great.
And I actually know her, and I can send her that message personally as well.
Excellent, that'd be awesome. You can hear the trepidation in the voices of these artists. We're doing something quite new here. We're trailblazing here on You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, the B-Sides. And what it is I've always read out the bios, but when I read out loud, I read like a five-year-old reading Spot the Dog. And I decided, fuck that, I'm just going to get the artist to tell us about themselves. And I think it's better that way, but you can tell
it's really
like nobody's doing this. And you can almost feel the panic from them on the other side. But I enjoyed that a lot. Also, finally, we have EMR.
Hooray!
Woo! Emer,
I haven't heard your voice for about a year.
I know, right? It's been a long time. Well, since I think the last show that I did was the Christmas one with Troy Cacole. And since then, I have met him. We've hung out. He's like such a great guy. He's been, I call him my Cal Guardian Angel. Because, he's just been fantastic. So the last you heard from me was that I was moving to Banff. So I spent 10 days in Vancouver beforehand, and then managed to dislocate my knee the time that I was there and forget my birth cert. So I couldn't get my accommodation in Banff, and even if I could, I couldn't do the physical work. And so I already had a plane ticket to Calgary. So I was like, well, you know, Troy Cacole's there, so I'll hit him up. So we meet up, and he's just been giving me like the most fantastic like networking opportunities and like hooking me up with some really fantastic people. Like, I've met some beautiful musicians. So like, I've been really quiet on social media, but it's been a real time of like gathering to be able to share, kind of like sowing the seeds to harvest and share with all of you beautiful people. Yeah, so it's been like definitely been a whirlwind. But yeah, so here I am, set up in Calgary now. And it turns out that it's a very good time to be a songwriter in Calgary, because there's a super cool like up and coming scene here. So it kind of worked out pretty well.
Excellent. Troy Cocol is connected. He's really connected. He's a really good person to get hook up with.
Yeah, and he's salt of the earth as well. Like,
yeah, he's such a nice bloke, and he's so genuine.
Definitely. Yeah, he's been a real help to me here. And that's actually a huge reason as to like why I decided to stay. And now all these like other opportunities are opening up, so it's just super exciting.
Are you going to be doing anything with Troy while you're over there?
Hopefully. So I'm not sure. So we've been texting and like back and forth and everything. And to be honest, I've kind of dipped off the radar a little bit. So when I got here, we were like in contact a lot. And then I just kind of like launched into a bit of an old party scene.
which is so fun. Like, I loved it, you know, but I'm really ready to get back into it now. And I'm actually super excited to announce I'm going to be doing like a pretty big rebranding and everything. So it's going to be an exciting time to just really dive into this. So I'd love to like reach out to Troy again and to like really get something going and start taking it more seriously, I guess. Like, I've had my party now, so it's time to get the pedal to the metal, you know what I mean?
It was kind of new, wasn't it? You know, you just got over there. You want to enjoy yourself a bit. You want to relax and let your hair down a bit before you start doing music, I suppose. You know, just to explore the scene and all that.
Yeah, exactly. And just kind of get my footing. Like, I've moved into like a really fun like social house. Like, I was working in the cafe, so I've done like a lot of like, I've met so many people, and now it's just kind of hard time to start like watering the seeds, I guess. So. Very exciting. Yes,
especially after 2 years of COVID, I mean, lockdown and not being able to do anything to get out and actually be able to do something, have some fun was very welcomed, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, especially like as a songwriter, like you actually need experience to write about. So I'm really excited because like my journey so far, I've just been like learning all this like in my room, basically. This is my first time actually going and getting like outdoors experience, if you know what I mean. So I'm really excited to like expand the things that I'm writing about and to like delve like deeper into like these top into, I don't know, it's just, it's a really, it feels like it's a cool, very cool time. It's like it's all kind of coming together and it's kind of turning, it's like evolving, you know. So I'm really excited to share it.
And you've released a new song recently. We're going to play that next time. Would you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, so this one's called Ready Set Grow, and it's actually really cool how this song lined up, because I actually wrote it and made it like a couple of years ago, and I was on TikTok. It was during the pandemic, and I saw like a short, like a TikTok for a short film called Egghead and Twinkie, and it's a fantastic coming of age indie film. It was like such an exciting process to watch it, and I was like so excited by this movie that I wrote a song about it. And so then like we kept in contact, and I was like really hoping to be able to write for the rest of the film, but unfortunately they like decided to go in a different direction, which is like totally understandable. Like, this, like I'm just really grateful to have had the opportunity to meet the people on this movie and to write this song. And so then once I found out that they weren't going to use it for the film, I was like, all right, you know, I'm gonna like release it. And then at that moment my housemate slash boyfriend was like, I have a month off work, I'm going on a road trip, are you coming with me? And I'm like, hell yeah. So I go to the cafe and work it out. And I'm like, oh, is it possible to get like a month off work so I can go travel? And he's like, well, no, like we can't keep the job for that long. So if you're going to go, like you really have to think about it. I'm like, okay, bye. Run back to my roommate. I'm like, if we're doing this road trip, I need to quit my job today. And we pretty much left on the day that the song came out. And it was completely like by accident. And then like, it was like really well picked up in the beginning. So all of a sudden, like I'm living in an RV. It's day one, and this song about going on a road trip has like 4,000 streams, and I'm just like, oh my god, like this is so symbiotic, like it's so exciting. So yeah, it was a really fun song to hold on to, I guess, and then to like allow to progress, because like usually as soon as I finish a song, I put it out. But I sat on this one for a while, so yeah, it's fun. It's a fun little tune.
Oh, I miss having you on the podcast. It's so easy. So easy when you're on the podcast, because you just you can talk and it's just easy for me. I can just sit back and let you
just
talk.
Shut up.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, I'm going to try and start joining in more, because I didn't realise you could do it on your phone. This is a lot easier.
Yeah. Okay, then, yeah. So we can play your song. This is Ready, Set, Grow.
An image without ever asking my colors, and the portrait that they've made just isn't me. I look for understanding, but it just isn't landing, and now something isn't sitting right, baby. And so I'll pack my bags, hoard all of my trinkets, and wave goodbye to the rain. And I'll travel the world just to find the love I search for is inside. I got places to go and things to see. Just let me know, are you coming
ready,
with me?
Ready, set, roll. Ready, set, roll.
Are you coming with
ready,
me?
Ready, set, roll.
let's follow the freeway. You know that I've got all day, and I want to hear about the things that you'll become. We weren't built for small towns where everyone seems so down. So let's grab our happy shoes and we will run. It's time to pack my bags. Go find me a missus and say goodbye to the pain. And I'll travel the world just to find the love I search for is inside. I got places to go, things to see, just let me know. Are you coming with
ready,
me?
Ready, set, go! Ready, set, go!
Are you coming with
ready,
me?
Ready, set, go! Ready, set, go!
You shine so bright, stepped out of your shell. Let's go create stories to tell.
And be ourselves unapologetically.
I'll go with you and you can go with me. You shine so bright. Shine so bright, you shine so bright. I'll grow with you and you can grow with me. Come travel the world, I'm sure we'll find the kindest love comes from inside. So many places to go, sights to see. I wanna know, are you coming with
ready,
me?
Ready, set, go! Ready, set, go!
Are you coming with
ready,
me?
Ready, set, go! Grow. Ready, set, grow. Ready,
I'll track the world just to find the love I search for inside.
Ready,
I got places to go.
Ready, set, grow.
You come with me.
What a song! That was very folky and very country. I like that a lot. Very fun as well.
Oh, I appreciate that a lot.
It's got the movie vibe too. I can see where it was written for a movie. It's kind of like a Juno feel.
Maybe. I think it was a... It feels less indie than Juno. It's got... And it feels like Noah and the Whale. I don't know if you know Noah and the Whale.
Oh, I do.
Oh. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, it was fun. Because I was kind of like trying to think of like some unique elements that I could bring to it. So I played the banjo. So I have a banjo. I can't necessarily play it. And then I've been working with an incredible pianist, Katrina McElhinney Grimes, for a long time. She's plays the viol. She plays the fiddle. So I was like, oh, I have this like song I'm working on. We jump onto it, and that just like gave this liveliness. And then I had my friend Lisa like doing the ready, set, go in the background. So there was a real like, I understand the Noah and the Whale kind of vibe. It's kind of like the early 2010s indie scene.
Yeah, it's really good song. I love it. It's different. Emo songs are never the same as the last one.
It's true. Just you wait.
Which is fun and exciting because you never know what you're going to get with Emma. But it's always good.
Oh, well. I appreciate that. Thank
we'll
you.
We'll have to get you back on the A side for an episode, Emma. It's all changed now. We've finally found our step after 5 years.
That's fantastic.
We've got the genre section now. If it's a genre that we know we're not going to get any submissions, Wayne and I, we go away and write a piece of our own music now. And we only allow ourselves 90 minutes to do it, so it's an absolute piece of shit.
Oh my God, that's so fun.
It's quite fun.
What a great idea. That's hilarious. Is that the A side?
Yeah, that's the A side.
Perfect, yeah.
We've got an AI now as well, an AI host that joins us. Because I can't be asked to read. I've got an AI assistant that does all the reading for me, and he joins in and gives his opinion on songs and stuff. It's quite fun.
What? That's like so forward thinking. That's probably like, wow, you're ahead of the game. And like, here's the thing, there's this like metaphor, I suppose, or this like idea, and it's like a bamboo root, right? So when you plant your bamboo root, it takes like 5 to 7 years for it to actually come out of the ground, and then when it does, it's just like whoosh. So I'm so happy to hear how it's like evolving, and I'm so looking forward to catching up on some episodes. I've just been kind of like in a weird little emer bubble for the last few months, so I'm excited to like reintegrate.
To be expected. I'd be in the same bubble if I was doing what you're doing. It's to be expected. So yeah, that was a lovely song, Emma, and I'll leave all your stuff and all your links and everything in the show notes.
I appreciate that, thank you.
I'm going to play a song now of mine that has been sent to us by Paradise Row, and the song that they sent is Null and Void, so this is that.
Alright people, thanks for sharing our tune. My name is Sam Hill. I'm the rhythm guitarist, the occasional backing vocalist and the songwriter here at Paradise Row. We are named as such because it's a famous street in Bethnal Green in East London, where which is right next to where we practice, and it's where we would often meet while waiting for each other to turn up and that whenever we were late, right there to get away from the crackheads at the station. So we'd all stand on Paradise Row back in the day, so we'd be left alone while we wait for each other. And it's also quite famous as well. It's been referenced in a couple of old, like, Cockney Knees Up tunes. There's one sung by Barbara Windsor as well that references it. So it just seemed like the right thing to name the band after. And it sounds cool, Paradise Row. I just think it's got a nice sound to it myself. Our sound is pretty much big, balls to the wall, catchy, uplifting Britpop. There's some other little elements thrown in. There's a little bit of grunge, a little bit of punk, a little bit of pop rock in there. But we can pretty much sum us up by saying Britpop. We definitely like to think that we follow in the footsteps of the bands that we love, which are sort of bands like Oasis, Stone Roses, Kasabian, Nirvana. But like I said, there are other little things thrown in here and there at some point in the process. I'd even say bands like The Beatles, Slade, and The Verve and Green Day like to wiggle their way in every now and then. But yeah, we just like that chunky, big, infectious sort of sound. There's too many bands out there who write music that tries to make you think too much. And when you're on the night out getting pissed, that's not what you want. So that's not what we do. The song that you're playing is Null and Void, which is our third single. It's definitely our heaviest, grittiest tune, I would say, by a long shot. There's a few flavours in this song that we haven't had in other tunes. For instance, like the wah-wah we've got between the verses is something that Baz, our guitarist, just come up with in the studio while we were recording it. We didn't have that before, and we just threw that in. It just sounded fucking brilliant, so we put that in, and I love it. We've got a nice, solid breakdown at the end, which we don't really have in the other tunes either. And yeah, the song's pretty much about... I wrote it about 7 years ago when I was sofa surfing. I didn't really have anywhere to live at the time. And whenever people would ask about like how I'm doing or what I'm doing, they'd always sort of seem to be worried, even though I was literally fine. I'm one of the people that no matter what situation I'm in, I'm pretty much happy. Like, I'll take whatever life throws at me. But people who have like a certain view of the world worry too much about what they're doing, where they're going, and if they're making the right choices. And so for that reason, I was on the receiving end of a lot of unwanted advice that I didn't want, and people showing too much concern when they should be better off thinking about themselves, because I'm literally all right. So yeah, like, I don't really set out to write tunes specifically about things. Like, I don't feel things and think, oh, I've got to write a song about this. They just sort of come out with whatever's going through my head at the time. But this is definitely one of the more specific ones that came out in terms of like content and that. So I'm chuffed to bits with it. And that Daniele sounds great, our singer. He's just powerful. Like I said, the wah-wah and the guitar and the solo from Baz is brilliant. Charlie's drums are just got a solid drive, and the bass just rolls on through. Everything has just come together, like everything else we've released, and we fucking love it. So we hope that you love it too. All right, yeah, nice one, guys. Thank you very much. Words today.
shall become our past, and all mistakes we've made are ours to own.
Paradise Row with Null and Void. Not a piece of music I'd usually bring to the show. Wayne is into Britpop, and Wayne doesn't come on the B-side, so I felt I should bring some Britpop, and this was a very, very good example of the genre, with some of the flavours in there, like you said. I thought it was a good tune, and he seemed like good crack as well, so... The invite goes out to Paradise Row. If you want to join us on an A-side sometime, hit me up, Richie, at hit me up at richie@yhhtmpc.com, and if you want to join us on the A-side, we'd love to have you on. He seems like a good character. Yeah. I think we'll have some fun with him. But yeah, that was that. Do you like Britpop, Ema?
I do like Britpop, actually, I have to admit. Like, not often, but I think that he definitely... I could definitely hear all of the influences that he mentioned there. It was, like, really thick, very lush, and then all of a sudden these, like, Eric Clapton kind of, like, guitar lead came out of nowhere, and it was like, whoa, but, like, it worked. And, like, I could totally imagine it, like, on an episode of Skins. I guess that's probably my only reference point to British kind of things like that. But, yeah, I could totally see... like those characters like drinking and running around and doing their things with that. So yeah, he did exactly what he said on the tin, and I enjoyed it.
I revisited Skins recently. I love that series. It reminds me
it's so good.
Skins is my youth. That I love watching it because it's nostalgia for me. That was my that was pretty much me growing up, Skins.
A legacy, it's like iconic.
Not really. It's quite sad when you think about it. If you ever watched the episodes, Mike, did you enjoy this?
Yeah. I think what you guys say, it's good, solid rock and roll.
Yeah. I think, Amy, you should do some punk.
I should do some punk. You're right.
You should have a go at punk. I think you'd smash it.
Well, she's got some Irish. She got a song called "There You'll Be" that you got a bit of grunge in that song. And
yeah,
you can do. You can
right.
do it.
I think so. I think I have like a couple of punky, punk-esque kind of songs, or like I'd love to make like Sad Girls Club, like real punk or something like that. So I'm excited. So my next stage is to get a band together, and then I think once there's a live energy, it'd be so much easier to like see and like see where these songs can go. Because even I have one song called "Black Denim," and it's very, very folk. And I played it at a jam night. There's some really cool jam sessions around Calgary, and this place is called Pizza Bob's, and you wouldn't assume anything from it. It just like looks like good old pizza place, and you go in and they have a whole stage set up in the little restaurants, and like people from all over the city, they come and they just jam, and like no one knows what they're gonna play. So I rock up and I start playing Black Denim, and next thing I'm playing feckin' reggae. You know, I got bongos in there. There's like this really cool, and I was not expecting to be able to, like, you know, I did not think that song could be reggae, and there it was. So I'm really excited to dive into live and to see how like songs can meander and stuff. So punk is 100% a possibility.
Saying that though, punk is very aggressive and angry, and you've got this joyful, happy persona. So I can imagine you doing punk and still walking away thinking, "Oh, that was nice. I enjoyed that. That was lots of fun."
Oh, we have fun together. Oh, you guys, thanks so much for coming out. I heard everything.
Instead of body slamming people on the floor, they'll be helping each other out.
Yeah, exactly. Like we don't mosh pit. We hug. We hold hands.
We hold hands.
We hold hands together and scream. I'm definitely. I'd love to kind of go. I think that the next direction I'm aiming for, we'll see, is like kind of classic rock. Like I really want to delve into the things that kind of like, you know, like John Lennon and like all these classic artists are doing. So that's, you know, but hey, the world's the oyster, as they say.
Mike, so yeah. We're going to play another of your songs now by Erica Fitz.
So Erica Fitz brought her music over from SoundCloud to us, and she has three songs. She's released two so far, and she has one more in July. Simple guitar stuff, very basic, but she has a really kind of unique style. I like her lyrics. And so I brought the song, her most recent release, which is called The Ping Pong Champion, is the one I brought. So good, you know, like real kind of teenage lyrics, but meaningful and good. So I thought I'd introduce her to everybody, and this is Erica Fitz
with The Ping Pong Champion.
So little about, only knows me by my name. I'm still frightened by
Erica Fitz with the Ping Pong Champion. Couldn't really take the song serious with a name like that, but yeah, it's nice. Really nice song. It sounded a little flat in parts, but that sounds bad when I say it. I don't mean it to sound bad. It kind of gave it a more authentic feel, a kind of campfire feel. It was so. I got my ukulele, I was playing along with it. it's nice and simple, but it just goes to show that you don't have to have all the bells and whistles in the world to have a fantastic song. So, yeah, we'd like that. Do you like that, guys? I presume you might like it, Mike. You brought it.
Yeah, I do. I like her style, and it's consistent with her other song. It's just real. I like you summed up like campfire sound is exactly. You nailed it on the head with that one, I think. It just kind of, you could almost feel her pulling out a guitar like that and just playing with a group of friends. And it's very sincere music. I like it.
It almost sounds like some of your earlier stuff, Emma. Very early stuff.
Definitely like the first EP or something like that. And I definitely agree with sincerity. There's a real sincerity about it. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how she like progresses and develops, because I think she has something really special there. Kind of really reminds me of like Phoebe Bridgers, the real kind of like soft, like narrative kind of songwriting style, and it's cool. She kind of sets up an image well and then like knocks it down with something that like poetic that turns it into what that is, if that makes sense. You know, she has a great songwriting style.
Yeah. I agree.
A lovely voice too.
I think she's an inspiration to me because, like I said, I've got my ukulele. I can play a bit of piano, but I'm not a songwriter. But it just goes to show that, you know, just with a few chords and I can produce something. Probably won't be as good as that, but, you know, just I only need a few chords and a simple instrument to be able to produce something.
And I think it takes like one person to dance and to like show away, and it's like, yeah, you can do that, you know. And it just takes being brave and putting yourself out there and stuff. So,
I'm not putting myself out there with any music, Emma. Fuck that. No, I'm just for playing for my own amusement.
I know. I mean, like for our artist that we had there, you know, like she's done something now, and it's inspired you, so that's exciting, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So yeah, that was Erica Fitz. Yeah, we'll leave links to her in the show notes. Go check her out, go show some love, go and follow her. If you like the artist that you've listened to today, as I always say, if you like them and you want to support them, buy their music rather than just listening to it on Spotify. Support indie artists. Support us as we support indie artists. Buy me a coffee. If you'd be so kind, go over to www.buymeacoffee.com/YHHTMP. Buy me a coffee, or you can join Patreon and you might get some benefits and shit. Right, we're going to play this next one, and then you're going to tell us all about what you've got coming up, Emma, after this one. What's new? What's next? So we're going to play Dead Audio Saints with their song, Jaded.
We are Dead Audio Saints, and we are based in Yorkshire. It was Corey who came up with the final name of Dead Audio Saints. We played with different variations of this name, but quite a few were taken by other bands or artists, so this was the one that stuck and was unique to us. Sound wise, we pull different genres together to try and get the mix and sound of what we produce, really, bringing together all our influences, be it Placebo or Deftones or Metallica. We try and bring everything in under one roof, so we're all sort of happy with the product that we put out. The story behind Jaded was the guys sort of wrote the music in the rehearsal room, and I came up with sort of the idea of the depressive state most people sort of feel themselves in nowadays, and don't really know how to talk about it, so and tried to write it the best way I could, really, and Jaded is what we come up with. Dead Audio Saints on all the socials, and deadaudiosaints.com are the places you can find us. But keep your eyes on all the social media, because we plan on doing a belated single launch with an album preview show. So that should be pretty cool. Thank you very much.
Ignorance is bliss. You're living a lie. Just fake a smile. It hides the pain inside. One who
Dead Audio Saints with Jaded. I chose these because it was really so different. It's kind of, it started off kind of 80s pop and then blended into different genres. It's like blended into almost new metal. The whole thing felt to me like it was like a New Order made a band with Fallout Boy and Linkin Park, and then at the end it sounded almost like Amaranth. It's just, but it all blended perfectly. But yeah, the 80s is making such a comeback at the moment. I don't know if it's because of Stranger Things, but 80s is massive at the moment.
Which is amazing. That's the one thing I love about music, is like you look at, like, the big story obviously is Kate Bush. You know, she releases a song in 1980 and now it's number one, right? I mean, so you just never know with music when you're going to reach an audience and when your song is going to be huge. So people, artists, just have to kind of hang in there and do what they love, and hopefully 20 years from now, maybe you get a number one hit. Who knows?
I mean, Kate Bush is always big anyway.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I think what I've noticed, like, with music and fashion is that it's so cyclical. It's just, like, a big repeating cycle, but, like, there's some new element added to it.
Yeah, it is, and it isn't. There's certain styles that will come back. Synth pop will come back. It has come back. It's bigger than ever, probably because of Stranger Things. Certain rock, indie rock, never seems to go away. But I don't think we'll ever see a return of Motown and the sound of it was good, and it was amazing. It was fantastic for the time. And there's some amazing Motown songs out there, but I don't think it would ever make a comeback like synth has, synth wave and synth pop.
It'd be cool if you did, like, rock Motown, like hardcore, like punk. Not punk, but like metal Motown.
Metal Motown. There you go, Eman. That's your there challenge.
We go. I personally am not going to take off that challenge, but I would love to put it out there to the people listening to this podcast and see what they can come up with. That'd be sick.
It's not going to happen.
Stop trying to make metal Motown happen. It's not going to happen.
Metal Motown? That sounds like an abomination, to be honest.
You'll be eating those words in a year or two, Richie, I promise you. Yeah, but I enjoyed that song, though, a lot. I think you're right. I don't really know too much about that kind of area of like rock and metal, but as soon as you mentioned how much it blends and moves and meanders, I was like, yeah, I totally hear that. So yeah, it's really impressive.
Dead Audio Saints, one word, in the show notes. Check them out and go and save all their stuff on Spotify. Go and buy all their stuff on Bandcamp. Go and see them live. Go and stalk them, knock on the door and ask them for, you know, for autographs and all that. Just go, just hunt them down and piss them off. Moving on. Mike, we're going to play Hank Weedle.
Excellent.
Is that his name? Weedle?
Yeah, Hank Weedle, yeah. Yeah, sure. Well, a bit of a story to this one now. So, you know, every once in a while you come across an artist that is just, like, so cool. This guy is really, really cool. So I got a phone call one day from Larry Hogan, who is a really big, well-known music producer here in Ireland from Dublin Studio Hub. And he said he's been working with an artist in Cork by the name of Hank Weedle. And he's releasing a new song in late July called The Rakes of Mallow, which I hope will be really big for the guy, because I've heard it a million times and there's a great video with it and everything. So I got in contact with Hank, and we kind of talked about the release and stuff, and this was kind of back still in April. And I said, look, we still have a few months. Do you have anything else that's available to get out there to start building an audience in advance, right? So if we can start, like, get your name out there, get on Twitter, social media, feed a song out to the so people are more aware for your next release. And he said, yeah, he had a song that was available and ready to go with. So it's called Pole Park 2 AM. So Hank's originally from New York. He actually was born in Ohio. He grew up in New York and he moved to Cork about 20 years ago. He's just a really cool musician. Every Monday night he plays in a bar, the same bar for the last umpteen years. And it's kind of an open mic night, and different musicians come in and join him in the gig and stuff. And this is actually the artist I mentioned earlier who's invited me down to Cork for his launch that I'm going to. So he's got some really good music, and he's actually going to be re-releasing all of his previously recorded stuff through Stream on Distro in the months to come after his release in July. So this is an introduction to him with his song called Pole Park 2 AM.
Edgar Allan Poe. chilling out parts of the city, yeah. Hoping that Poe would pass the torch, but the caretaker growled, and where we did crawl under the gate with my guitar and all. Hey, strolling down the concourse, she had shoes in her hand, right down the grand concourse, could not understand why the caretaker growled and the way we did run. All we were doing was having some fun, yeah.
Feeling the heartbeat of
have some fun. So bloodshot, so torn, but Poe Park can be mellow at 2 in the morning. I'm feeling the heartbeat of the city, sitting down on it. City, yeah, hoping that Poe would pass the torch, but the caretaker growled, get out of here, and away we did fly,
That was Hank Weedle with Poe Park 2 AM. That gave me images of men just with the cowboy hats on and tight jeans, and women with plaid shirts tied at the waist. That, yeah, and
do a little line dance.
Yeah,
very cool. Yeah,
sounded very Southern American. You say this guy's Irish.
Well, he's born in Ohio, grew up in New York, and he moved to Cork 20 years ago. He's always American.
Yeah. Wow, Cork, that's random.
Cork, down in Cork, yeah.
Cool.
That's cool. It kind of reminds me, like, it's probably not musically wise, but it's kind of, with that song in particular, like, you know, Leonard Cohen was really good about using really good female vocals coming in on his songs. Like, his support singers were always really good vocals. This song kind of reminds me of that, where he's got his country and his own sound, but then the female vocals come in just perfectly on it. So I think it kind of reminds me of that relationship, you know, that Cohen
you're right.
Really well with, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of music I've heard before, but that's not a bad thing. I say that because I don't listen to a lot of that country style music. So if it was my genre, it would obviously stand out as distinct to me. But it was really well produced, really good. I really enjoyed it. Like you said, the backing vocals were fantastic, the way they came in. I like it a lot. Is that your kind of thing, Ema?
It's not like my go-to, but I definitely enjoy it. And it's funny because I wouldn't have labelled it as country until you said it. I just kind of thought it was like vibey, I guess. I don't really know how
it's
to explain
soul.
It.
More soul country.
Yeah.
Western, kind of almost Western country.
I think so. Maybe. Well, country soul, perhaps. Yeah, because it wasn't my initial instinct to think country music. And then once you pointed it out, I was like, oh, I could totally see people like line dancing to this. So yeah, it's a really interesting blend. And I think you absolutely nailed it with the backing vocals. I think that's the power of music production and like how you can find all these elements to really like elevate a song. And it's nice, I think, that because there's, you don't actually hear a huge amount of like backing vocals with male or female. I don't know, like, so it's really effective when you do hear it. So yeah, I really like the elements to that song, and it's, yeah, it's very groovy. I can just see him chilling for sure.
The way the female vocals come in on that song is a very prominent feature in that style of music, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, really, really well done. Like that a lot. Check him out. Links in the show notes. Now I'm going to play Sail with their song Emotion. Oh my god, Emotional Ocean. Can't say that five times fast. So Sail with Emotional Ocean. Fuck me.
Hi, this is Tim Kayser, singer and rhythm guitarist for Sail. Thank you for having me. We used to be called Husk because we were terribly metal and dark and intense. But there was another band from, I think, Birmingham, who were much cooler and more professional. I don't actually know if they were more professional. I just assume because of who we are. But they were also called Husk, and we decided we should probably change our name. Not just that, we felt it didn't fit us. So sort of seven or so lists later, we finally settled on Sail. Far as influences go, I pretty much end up enamored with whatever new thing I find. I recently found The Underscores and practically fell in love. But inspiration-wise, I always sort of circle back to bands like Dinosaur Jr. and Coheed and Cambria. They always have a place in my heart. Story of the song we're playing. I sort of, once I had that first riff, the sort of chords and then the interjection of the like scratchy guitars with a bit of harmonics, the rest of it just sort of flowed. I've never been someone who's been able to meticulously craft a song over months and put pieces together. I always think of it as like when you used to roll down a hill as a child, it'll just sort of tumbles out and gains momentum. And I tend to have the majority of a song together in an hour a day, or it just doesn't get done. I knew for the chorus, because it was the first melody and lyrics I had for the song, I knew I wanted some sort of a reference that sort of the song would almost rotate around and thematically would link into. And I wanted some sort of a You Can Call Me thing. I don't know, maybe I'd been listening to too much Paul Simon. In fact, maybe that's what Emotional Ocean is. It's a somber answer to You Can Call Me Al. In any case, it's a song to dance in your room like it's 1997, or to crank as loud as possible post-breakup or pre-breakup or sans breakup, whichever you prefer. Where can people find us? Everywhere. We're in all places at all times. We're on Spotify, we're on iTunes, Amazon Music, Instagram. Go to Bandcamp, because that's where you can buy stuff. Kynan's daughter Freya has actually designed one of the shirts for Emo, and it's amazing, and I might just buy them all, but if I haven't, go look at it and buy it. It's a stroke of genius. We also have a TikTok now. Tom has breached that water, and I'm told it's very good. Yeah.
Sail with Emotion, Emotional Ocean, something a bit emo. We've had a right mixed bag of music this week.
Mm. Yeah. You've brought some good rock and roll with you this week.
Yeah, I like to shake people's genre boxes, shake them out of their boxes, you know, rather than keep to one theme, one genre.
I tell you, with that song, I wish I was better at being able to link, you know, what the guy, somebody sounds like. I'm always not nailing that thing. The way that song starts just totally reminds me, I don't know if it's like, was it Wolf Mother, the band from Australia, or something like that, but there's a real distinct sound of the way that song started that I just can't put my finger on who it reminds me of, which drives me nuts. But yeah, I like that.
I know what you mean. I was actually thinking the same. It sounds familiar, but it kind of sounds a bit like Two Door Cinema Club or something like that.
Maybe. Yeah, hard to put the finger on that one, you know, but yeah, good vocals.
Yeah.
It's got a definite 2000s emo vibe going on.
For sure. And I think what's really cool about the genre is, like, they did it really well, because those, like, really crunchy guitars could be very, like, kind of punk, but then they have these huge spatial and, like, time effects. Like, you can hear, like, the reverb on his voice covering, like, the whole song, which can be hard to get right, but when it's done right, it's cool. It kind of creates this whole new thing, and it separates it from a lot of other things like that. And I like the lyrics too.
They had an unusual thing going on with the production, with the panning at one point, and it was with the guitars. It kind of made me go a bit funny, but I liked it. I don't know, if you could hear it through your earphones, but it was there. It made my ears go funny, but I kind of liked it. It was different. It was, you had that one thing going on in the left, and then it kind of dropped out in the right and then came back in. It was interesting. Some good production. I'm thinking outside the box production-wise as well. So, Dreamer, we're coming to an end. It's been a pleasure speaking with you again.
Oh, it's been so great. Long.
How long is it going to be? How long have you got left in Canada? Or are you just going to play it by ear?
I'm just playing it by ear, really. Yeah. There's a lot of really exciting stuff to explore here. So, and I'm very lucky to have the dual citizenship. So I don't, thankfully, I don't have a time limit on how long. Sorry, lad. But I'm just playing it by ear.
I'm trying to stay neutral on this topic, you know, for professional purposes. But yeah, she's my baby. I want her to come home, but she's not going to come home. So I have to go out there to see her. So I'll be there on Wednesday, Emer.
So exciting. Yeah, he's coming for Stampede. It's going to be a blast.
I'll send over some dates as well. Hopefully we'll get you on the A-side at some point.
Awesome.
That would be great, because Emer, I tell you, I'm not saying it because you're your dad, but even for
not for you guys or anything.
Yeah, but you're a natural. I mean, it would be great to have you, hear you back on the show again, because you really are awesome. Got a great voice for it and everything.
Yeah, you were actually the best thing about the show last year, because for whatever, whether it be COVID or whatever, the show just didn't work. I just wasn't clicking. And if it wasn't for you, you were kind of like a glue that was holding it together last year. Because I don't think it would have worked last year. Wayne not long had his stroke, and he kind of lost interest a bit last year, and I was messing about a lot.
Yeah.
But you were, although
we had so much fun. Yeah, that's a really high compliment. I appreciate
I love that picture, but it's one of the last pictures we've
ever seen. Oh, so good. We're just laughing away. Yeah. Summed it up perfectly. Yeah, definitely. I want to be more involved, and like, I want to start, Dreamers on the go.
Your picture's still on the website. Whenever you get a chance, you're always welcome to join us.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Whether it be a B-side or an A-side.
I really appreciate that. And I'll definitely take you up on that.
Mike, thank you again for joining. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Do you want to plug your links and everything?
Oh, what's that? Sorry.
Do you want to plug
stream on
the
stream on this show.
Stream on the show.
Here you go. Because your music is personal.
And should be treated that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Check out Mike. Check out Stream on Distro. You're not going to get a better music distributor. He'll look after you. Go check us out at www.yhhtmpc. We are a network now, Ema. We're a network. I don't know if you've been on the website at all, but we've got, like, we look after different podcasters, bloggers. We've got shitloads going on over there.
It's incredible.
I've got no time to myself. Yeah, go check us out. www.yhhtmpc.com. If you want to submit your work, you can submit your work and your music and your EPKs to info@yhhtmpc.com. And yeah, that's it. We're going to play out with your song now, Black Denim, Emma. Thank you again. It's been an absolute pleasure. It's been lovely speaking to you again.
Brilliant. Loved it. Thank you so much.
And Mike, I will speak to you next time.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, until next time, I've been Richie.
I've been Mike.
I've been Dreamer.
Thank you for listening. If indeed you still are. Goodbye.
Bye.
Would you like to go outside? Talk for a little while, catching up again. By the way, did it feel the same when she called your name? You hadn't heard it from me in a while. And hey, recently I find you heavy on my mind, like black denim in the summertime. And hey, kissed me bittersweet goodbye. Oi, oi, oi. Oi, 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 oi. Oi, oi, oi. Oi, 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 oi. Stay. Won't you sit with me? We'll have a cup of tea. I get the feeling that you're lonely. By the way, it never felt the same. The way they spoke my name, I guess your tone resonates with mine. Oy, oy, oy. Oy, 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 oy. And hey, recently I find you're heavy on my mind, like black denim in the summertime. And hey, bye. Oi, oi, oi. Oi, 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 oi. Oi, oi, oi. I was dreaming. Oi, 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 oi. About you, dear. Oi, oi, oi. Yeah.
Oi, oi. Do you know what? I think that's one of my favourite songs of yours.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I love that. It's so lovely. I love that little at the end there. You like really went mad with the strings.
Oh my God, my hand was like literally scratched from the ukulele. I was like, my face was red and everything. It was like so intense. I was like, go. Yeah, it was cool. That was fun, actually. That was a real like experiment into different production techniques and stuff. So
yeah, I could see you fucking about a lot with that. But when I say fucking about, you just like lots of stuff going on. And
yeah, for sure.
But you say you experiment, and usually when you experiment, something's going to come out shit because it's new. But that clearly wasn't. That's definitely one of my favorite songs of yours. I love that a lot.
Oh wow! Thank you so much. Yeah, that was so fun. That was the one that I was playing at Pizza Bob's, and like it was reggae all of a sudden. Like someone had like these like cool like bongo drums in there and everything. I'm like, damn. And like now that I'm listening, I'm like, I can hear why that got picked up. But it's so fun. Like you just never know where your own where like this music's gonna go. Like it's so exciting. But I'm really glad you like Black Denim. I do like that song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
How have you been received in Canada, your music?
Very well. Yeah, for the times that I do put myself out, like I've finally reached over 1,000 Spotify followers on, you know, on Spotify. Like people, they like following me. Like I'm up to over 2,000 followers on Instagram. So it seems to be resonating quite well. I think I did the right thing. And now, and that's without pushing it or really trying, you know. So now, I'm super excited. Pedal to the metal.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.